Excerpt from the novel Blood. The strong man, the real man, doesn't give in to his addictions. The others in here, weak men, murderers, rapists, thieves, they have all given in, caved into their nightmares, but they have no escape. I count the actual words I have written to see if beneath the words there is meaning, but counting reveals nothing, and so I look at my vocabulary, I realize that I have unlearned, stripped away, decapitated all but a few polysyllabic Latinate words, because I am a thief, a liar, a cheat, a killer, a sodomite, and I do not want to pretend to be anything else. I want to write in the gutter language of the communal toilet, the sparse Germanic gutturals of men sweating with animal blood on their hands, the short, sharp Anglo-Saxon utterances of men conquered by effete frog fuckers. That's what I want. Day 400, and I am at the beginning again, back at word one. My work is full of holes, weak, gutted by desire. Perhaps I have given in to my addictions. In here you learn the value of time. You want it to vanish. You wish for a time machine to hurl you forward to your delivery date so that you begin again and you swear to go straight on the outside. I thought about my early days, trying to find joy. I had no pets, no dogs, no goldfish, no cats, because my father, an impatient and hateful man, said, "If you want to fuck around with animals, go live on a farm. But in this city, no beasts allowed."